A very warm welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley. I'm joined in the studio by Ellie from Harrogate Family Law. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome to 2017.
And to you as well. Happy New Year.
I can't believe another year is here already and we're into January's show now. We're going to be having a look at this time of year, New Year, because it's known as divorce season. Why is that, Ellie?
It can be. It's a popular term in the press again. And anecdotally, January is the busiest month of the year for divorce lawyers. And family law firms do say they experience a peak in calls and inquiries, generally on the first Monday back at work after the Christmas break. And it's certainly true that we've had a fair number of inquiries already this week.
So why is this? What's the reason for the timing, maybe cabin fever? We've got a few ideas here, haven't we? What's the main reasons behind this?
Well, there's a number of reasons and trends that we see. First issue is timing. A lot of people may have been considering separation or divorce for many months, if not longer, before finally deciding to make an appointment with a solicitor to discuss what their options are. But many actually choose to wait until after Christmas so they don't actually spoil that festive period by making any form of announcement to family and friends. And then, as you say, cabin fever, that's another classic. The strain of people spending time together in a pressure cooker environment over the Christmas period might actually be the last straw if you're actually experiencing any form of difficulties. And obviously, when a relationship's in trouble, if you can go out to work or carry on with your normal hobbies, then life can continue fairly normally. But at Christmas, when those activities stop, you're all at home together, it can cause difficulties.
What about the stress of that time of year as well?
Again, that's another classic. Christmas and that wish really to create the perfect family celebration can be enormously stressful for families, let alone people who've actually got marital difficulties. And then obviously too much food, too much alcohol, that can really intensify the difficulties as well.
It mentions here as well about affairs as well. How can that have a problem over Christmas?
Well, I mean, anecdotally again, it's quite a common time of year for people finding out about an affair, whether it's an indiscretion at a Christmas party or an ill-timed Facebook post or text message or simply something that just comes to light during an argument over Christmas. That's the type of issue that comes to light and again can cause the relationship to implode.
I know a lot of people will use New Year as well as a time to go, right, I'm going to start afresh now. So I'm guessing that would be another reason.
Again, that's very typical. The New Year, it signals a fresh start for people who want to do things differently. They're reassessing health, career, relationships, and it's often a trigger to sit down and talk about options.
So that's what I was going to say next. Basically, what would you do next? If you are going through any of these situations and you're thinking to yourself, right, it's a new year, I want a clean break, what should you be doing next? You shouldn't be jumping the gun and going, right, I just want to divorce straight away.
No, I mean jumping the gun and taking any rash steps really isn't to be advised. Even if all the signals are pointing towards a separation and divorce, there still could be a chance that you could actually save the relationship, especially if both parties want to try and work things out and give themselves that little bit of time and space. So professional support such as counselling and marriage guidance may be really helpful. And certainly that's one thing that I discuss with people right at the outset to make sure that actually the route they want to go down is actually the right route for them and the right time to do it as well.
So coming up, we're going to have a look at why it's really key to speak to a divorce lawyer at an early stage. That's on the way next.